אוקיי, זה רבי שטוקייר ספיקינג. I'm learning from ליקוטי הלכות. אור החיים, the second part of אור החיים. ברכות הראייה או ברכות פרטיות. Page 174. הלכה ה', letter ו'. וזה בחינת ברכות הראייה. This is the aspect of the blessings and the stuff we see. What's the bracha on what we see? We see lightning. We see rainbow, and what you see? We see Shekhiyanu a lot of times, and something we see. Okay? All the brachas, you see mountains, you see
ocean,
right? Seas.
Friend,
exactly. You talk about that later, right? Ki klal birkot ha-raya ulachnia ra'ayin. The general idea of what birkot ha-raya is to subdue the bad eye. Right, we have a good eye. We see things, and we're blessing Hashem with them. We create a good eye. Al yedei habracha shem barachim al haraya, through this bracha that we make on the seeing, we saw something. Ki habracha hai b'chinat tov ayin. B'chinat tov ayin hu yivorach. The bracha, blessing, is the aspect of a good eye, because it says in the pasuk, tov ayin hu yivorach. One who has a good eye, he will be blessed. So you see that good eye is blessing. Blessing is a good eye. Right? Who blesses? Right? Who blesses people? Who has a good eye? Always blessing. Ay, shabriyu, datzlacha. You know, bless them. Ki kol ma sheroim, because everything, now he's going to connect this, Abinatan's going to connect this brachas for seeing to all we learned before about, we said that to get hints from everything that's going on in our lives, how to serve Hashem. Ki kol ma sheroim, צריכים להבין ממנו רמזים לעבודת השם. Because everything we see, we need to understand from what we see, hints, messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to serve Him. בפרט כשרואים זה דבר חידוש, especially when you see some big חידוש. Especially when you see a big חידוש. I told you guys a story with the Baal Shem Tov. This is Baal Shem Tov teaching, by the way. Baal Shem Tov taught this. This is the teaching from the Baal Shem Tov, that everything you see, it's one thing, but it's to teach you something. So once the Baal Shem Tov was going and they were crossing the river, it was frozen, it was winter in the Ukraine, it's a bit cold in the winter. Minus 25, you know, minus 20, right? The river freezes, and it's not a little river, it's a big river. And it freezes. So at least some layers freeze. Anyways, he saw the goyim, they're carving the cross out of the ice. So he was watching it and everything, and Talmidim, what are you looking at this? What is he looking at this? So they asked him, well, really, what are you learning from this? He said, I'm learning two things. One, that you see how you make Avodah Zarah is in ice. Right? You have to be a cold heart, you have to have a very cold heart to be with Avodah Zarah, to do Avodah Zarah. And second, what happens to ice when it melts? When it gets hot, it melts. The same thing. If you warm yourself up with Avodas Hashem, all the bad thoughts, all the bad things are going to just vanish from you. Have you learned? Hashem Tov Kadosh. אבל הרע עין רוצה להתאחז בכל דבר שרואים, ומשכח מהלב זיכרון הנ"ל, שהם מבחינת רמזים הנ"ל. But the bad eye, the יצר הרע, basically, all he does. If you see something which is to teach you something, he right away tries to grab on and make you forget that there's a world to come, that there's hints here from Hashem to serve Hashem. I remember when we were in Chile a few years ago, and someone broke into our house and stole my tefillin, stole CDs of ours, and stole money, stole all kinds of things, or cameras, whatever. So I was thinking, right, so I said, I gave a class afterwards, the guys were there, and I said, you know, everything's from Hashem for hints, it's all hints from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to learn more for this. So someone told me afterwards, yeah, you know what the hint is? Put bars on the windows. I said, maybe that's also a hint, but that's not the hint of serving Hashem. Right, people could say, oh, you know why this happened? Because of this. That's not the point. The point is, how do I serve Hashem with what I saw? What does this teach me to serve Hashem? על כן, therefore, תקנו ברכה על כל דבר חידוש שרואים. Therefore, there's a ברכה on every חידוש we see. On the חידושים we see. כי על ידי הברכה, through the ברכה, which is aspect of a good, someone has a good eye, he's be blessed. Through this, they subdue, we subdue the bad eye that we have, the bad eye that's attacking us. ועל ידי זה יכולים להזכיר את עצמו מהשם נדבר בכל דבר שרואים וכנת. And through this, right, if someone remembers this all the time, right, he could be reminded of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from everything he sees. Everything reminds him of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing is outside. This happened, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This happened, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This happened, how do I get close to Hashem with this? This happened, HaKol, everything in his life, everything in his life. וזה מכינת ברכת שהחיינו. That's what you make שהחיינו when you see a friend. Friend which is חביב עליו. He loves him very much. He didn't see him for 30 days. He didn't hear of him or anything. I'm not sure all the details of this הלכה. But the הלכה is that you're supposed to make שהחיינו and with the ברכה. ברוך אתה השם, the ברכה היום. כי אהבת חברו יקרה מאוד. Loving his friend is very precious. כי אהבה היא הפך הרע. Love is the opposite of bad. Love is the opposite of bad. So what the world called love is definitely not good. It's not love. Because it's bad. Right? אהבה, like אהבת יונתן, דוד ויונתן. Right? דוד, King David and יונתן, the son of שאול המלך. They were best friends. And they were very, very close. That's love. And even it's in the Pasuk, the love that I have to you, I think David tells the Adan, is greater than the love to a woman. That's what the Pasuk says. Right? Because then, when someone loves someone, you can give him everything. He doesn't have a bad eye on his friend. When you love someone, you just want to give him. You just want to give. Adarabah, הוא חביב לו, ושמח בריאותו. He's happy, and he's happy to see him. וזה יקר מאוד, כי על ידי זה יכולים לזכור השם יתברך. Through this one can remember of this book. And therefore you make שהחיינו. That's why you make שהחיינו. כי זה עיקר החיות. כשמבטלים השנאה והניצחון של הרע עין, וזוכים לאהוב אחד את חברו. כי עיקר החיות הוא כשארבעה יסדות נהגים ומזג שווה. טוב. Everyone, I don't know what you're saying in English, there's four, the world is created from four...
Elements, fire, air, wind. No, fire, air, water, earth,
four. These four, right, when they act equally, right, in an equal way, then there's peace in the world. We'll see what that means. When there's troubles, you know that they're not acting okay. What does that mean?
Earthquakes, tsunamis,
yeah, well,
firestorms.
Right, there was a fire somewhere in the USA.
Arizona.
What?
There's still going on here, Arizona.
Many people were killed or something?
I don't know how many hundreds. 50 were killed at one time.
Oh, what?
Last week.
Firestorm?
Firestorm.
Well, it was fire also. Heatstorm, yes. Fire was there.
Fire, there was many killed, I heard.
Like 50 firefighters.
Firemen were killed, trapped.
Nice, the
dream
of
forest
fire.
Right. Arizona?
Arizona. It's forest in Arizona?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what it's desert.
In the mountains.
Crazy. Mine is a fire here in the Carmel.
Yeah.
4 years ago?
Last year?
3.5 years ago.
Something like 3 years ago.
My son was just born.
North.
No? Like 4 years ago?
I thought you were there when I was here last time.
I didn't have there that long.
5 years ago?
I don't know.
No. It was. We just made.
Oh, a big one, which 40 something so firemen were killed. The north, they come in.
It was 2011, right?
How many years is that?
That's 5 years.
2011 is 5 years?
Alright, never mind.
Whatever, a few years ago.
Come on.
Okay. Now this thing is not only these four elements, it's not only by everything. Everything is created from them. Everything. And also, everything. Everything is created from them. The wood is created. Everything. The whole world is created from them. And these four elements. And what does it got to do with us? Yeah. What does it got to do with us? That's what we have to figure out now. Okay, let's read. The world will be existing, right? Is only through this that they are together in equal way. Because all the things are put together from these four elements, and each one of these elements, it gets stronger, not to be nullified against his friend. The fire. Right. That's that. Kimi Batelegam. If one will be completely vanished, completely gone, they'll be lacking something from the world. And Chas Shalom, the world, the Metziut will be nullified. Yifsha. But Afar Piche, but also if it's too much, also, if too much fire, too much whatever in the world, too much heat, too much. Disasters, as we know, right? Each one has to just go in the mezig. It's hard to translate these words for me. Anyways, in a way that they're going to go together.
Harmoniously.
Like the element of fire, which is by achai, if someone's alive, right? צריך להתגבר ולנצח שלא יתבטל נגד יסוד המים שבחי כדי שלא יתקרר לחי וימות. Right? If someone, we have heat all the time in our body. 37 degrees Celsius, right? I don't know what it is in English.
98.6.
What?
98.6.
98.6, right? It's 36 point whatever, but almost 37. If it'll go a little bit too down, the body will be cold. That means the water is getting over power over it. And you're gonna die, Chas Shalom. One could die, right? If it's too much fever, one could die. Also, right?
Balance.
It's to be balanced, whatever, right? And everything is—that's called Nitzachon of Kedusha. When everything works in a way, in a perfect way, and how do you call it?
Harmoniously. Harmony.
In harmony. When they all work in harmony, then there's Nitzachon of Kedusha. Then, and then we'll see what it got to do with us. What are you going to do? Let's see. Abiyanta is going to explain for that. So we learned that there's four elements, and they have to work together, and we explained what happens if they don't. And now we'll see what it's going to do with us. Fine. What are you going to do with us? By the way, it's a fundamental in Bresh Torah. What does it got to do with my personal life? Don't tell me stories. What do I need to do? Practically, I don't need to hear flying things. I want to know what I have to do in life. What do I have to do in life? It's very important. And I saw from Rav Ofer Erez that how does one know if the Torah that he hears from a Rav or from someone, it's Torah of the Tzaddik or Torah of the not a good Torah? Even if it's Holy Torah, if it's practical, it's Holy Torah. If it's not practical, it's just some stuff in the air. You don't want to hear it. Leave me alone. I want to hear practical. I'm not saying someone's learning Gemara or is learning fine. But now to make Chidushi Torah, right? And all kinds of people pulling with their thumb, right? It's not like that. You can't see. You don't see in the recording. It's known that everything is created from man. What does the person have more advantage a human has more advantages than animals, than angels even. What do we have more advantage? We have bechira, free will. We could choose. Bikar bechira obkinat nitzachon. And choosing is the aspect of victory. What does that mean? Kizei ikar malat bechira. This is the advantage of being able to choose. מה שיש מתנגד שרוצה למונו מדרך החיים, משם התאבות והמידות הרעות והמונים והמספקים, שרוצים להטות אותו מדרך האמת, when he has, a person he has in his life, he has obstacles, right, that try in tivers, and all because he was trying to stray us, always try to stray us off of the דרך המלך, right, the main way that we have to go on. And a person who מתגבר כנגדם, he overcomes against them, to win them, to victory over them, to be victorious over them. שעלידי לסגבה מעלתו וזוכה למה שזוכה. And only through this, a person merits what he can merit in the world. Only through having obstacles, having taivas. If one doesn't have taivas, he can't grow in that aspect. He can't grow there. If someone doesn't have a taivas achila, he can't break his taivas achila. That's why, by the way, we thank Hashem for every taiva we have. Like Hashem, now I can grow. If I had no taiva, I had to grow. No, you cannot grow. If you have no taiva, you cannot grow. Whatever taiva you have, thank Hashem for it. It's beautiful. It's great, as long as you're working on it. נכון? ועל כן, החמת שהכל נברא בשביל זה. Right? Since everything was created for this, what does that mean? Everything in the world is created for us to serve Hashem. For what? To be victorious over all these things which are trying to prevent us from serving Hashem. כן, ברא השם ברך כל הבריאה הן פעולות משונות מאוד, וכולם כי מנצחים זה את זה כאן. Therefore, the whole creation is created in this way, all kinds of weird things which the big animal eats the small animal, all kinds of these, right, what's it called, the life cycle, what's it called, the cycle of,
food chain.
Well, yeah, food chain and all kinds of things like that. But you don't believe in that, do you?
Depends what you're talking about. I believe that the big animal eats a small animal, and the human eats the plant.
Why? You know, some people, they don't eat vegetables. You know why?
Why?
Because you kill them when you pick them. Every year there's a new plant. If you're eating fruit, you're eating the fruit of the vegetable.
That's right, they survive on air.
Yeah, those also. They get the nutrition from there, yeah.
In the sunlight, yeah.
They go to their funeral, so.
Not the Jewish way.
No. No, we eat meat, what do you mean? That's the Jewish way.
I had someone in my house once. And, They said they don't eat meat. So I said, it was Shabbos. We had prepared something for it. So I said, why don't you eat meat? He said, cruelty to animals. I said, you're the cruel one. So he looks at me like I'm crazy. He says, you're the cruel one. You're eating the chicken. I said, no, you're the cruel one. I said, this chicken. I said, man is a pinnacle of creation. We're the top. Everything was created for us. I said, this chicken is sitting on my table on Shabbos. This chicken is sitting on my table on Shabbos. I said, it was selected, it was chosen, it was shechted by the laws of the Torah. It was prepared, it was cooked in a kosher way. And it's here sitting on a Jew's table on Shabbos. It reached its pinnacle of its creation. It's here being eaten on Shabbos. You would have had it die as a dumb chicken on the street. So who's the cruel one? And this broke this kid. It broke him. And he didn't know how to answer me. And I just said, think about it. You know, and and he was. You know,
also, if you compare the way they shed chickens versus the way an animal would kill a chicken.
Oh, they tear it apart.
Exactly. Not only that, but if you compare a chicken with an Arab suicide bomber, They think the Arab is going to heaven when he blows himself up. The chicken knows he's going to heaven when he's checked in and someone says a bracha.
He's happy to be checked. Okay, Moshe.
No comment.
We know there's no comment. Okay.
You wait for the Mashiach.
Okay. You're also a vegetarian. You're also a vegetarian. Chas v'shalom. It's okay, by Moshe, a few times he ate chicken and meat by me. A few times it happened.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
A few times. And many times he had the liquid of the soup. Every time he comes in, there's soup. There's a liquid. Sorry. I'm sorry I'm speaking Russian about you.
Giving out secrets.
They might think I'm normal. That's for sure.
Top. That's good. Anyways, so you see the whole world is created in this way of one wins the other. We are the most chosen thing on earth. In the world, not on the earth, not on earth, in the universe, in all universe, man is the is the most important thing. No, not the aliens, not the cows, not the I don't know what. Mankind, yeah? People walk on 2 feet. And we have the choice. Okay? Why? So we can overcome all these things that are bothering us. So we merit through this. So the whole world is created. If the whole world is created this way. And one is going to overcome the other. Okay? אבל עיקר קיומם, שהניצחון הוא כרצון הבורא, התברך שהטביע בהם הניצחון המזג שווה. The main existence of this, all these winning, all these victories, and when someone victories, is victorious in a way that Hashem wants it to be victorious. And also the whole world in a way that Hashem wants it to be. For example, we know that the sea didn't want to split when Am Yisrael came.
I'm sorry.
The Red Sea did not want to split when Am Yisrael came to it. Right? Why? Why didn't that one? You know that everything has in the world an angel. Everything has an angel. The sea has an angel. The Red Sea has an angel, and the other sea has an angel, and the rivers have an angel.
The plant
has an angel. Everything is worked with an angel. I remember once I was going on the road with my friend, and we started chopping down huge trees. My friend says, "Oh, some angels are being killed today." My friend said, "Some angels are being chopped off today because they're chopping down the trees." Everything is right. It has an angel. It's not just nature. There was an earthquake. It wasn't an earthquake happened to be. There's an angel in charge of this. But he doesn't have a free will. Anyways, the angel of the sea did not want to split. Hashem said, "What do you mean? When I created you, you have to do this. Because when I created you, we had an agreement. I said, I'll create you. But when my children need, you're going to dry up for a moment, for a few hours, for a night." He said, "Yeah, but that's not your people. They don't deserve it. Because they are in the 49th gate of Tumah." They forced them to open the split the sea, the drive. Yeah. Okay? So we see also, now the sea has to go down. Now it's the way of Hashem who wants the dryness, right? The heat to be victorious over the way. It's all in the Hashem who's way.
You see the four elements. The way angry ancients.
They what?
Angry. Quest.
Angry.
Yeah, the ancients.
Yeah.
Because the water, what they like to do? To
spread.
The water, yeah. The fire too. You want to destroy it?
Spread, of course.
Hashem.
You know that all it, exactly. אבל תכף שאחד מהיסודות עובר הגבול הוא מנה... טוב, I think we're going to stop here. We'll continue with Mirza Hashem. And by the way, I'm just adding. Okay, you cut it.